Pella Arnold.
Is that good for volumes? Okay. Up. I have a cough drop in my mouth, so if you hear that, that's what that is. Hello, everyone. Tonight, I'm going to be telling a story about brothers and friendship. It's a story about two lives that were once sewn perfectly together and what it took for that thread to unravel. I was sitting in the back seat of my family's van, watching my brother wave from the front porch of his new home as me and my parents drove away. I just hugged him goodbye, and remember feeling in that moment, so lucky, and just thinking what a tremendous gift I have been given for the past 16 years. I hadn't given much forethought to what that moment would feel like of parting ways with my lifelong companion. But beyond like the grief that came with the change in my life, and the pride that came with watching someone that I love take like a huge step, there was this other thing that surprised me. And navigating our way through the streets of Montreal, heading home, I remember it hitting me that this relationship, this thing that had been the most important part of my life for so long, had changed. And it had changed so much in recent years that goodbye, what should have been like this momentous and heartbreaking moment, actually felt really small. My brother and I were born a year and a half apart. We grew up on a small farm, not far from here. And the two of us, throughout our childhood, were just completely infatuated with life and with one another. We were inseparable. In fact, it's a challenge to find photos of like the two of us individually because we were just like never apart. It's always the two of us with like our matching muddy knees and missing teeth and trademark freckled faces. But yeah, I mean, we were inseparable, and life was simple for us, but it was made full by one another. And we were homeschooled, which definitely helped. During the fall and winter and spring, we would sit side by side at the kitchen table, learning together. My brother would be sitting there, like at a young age, writing stories, like multi-chapter stories about old men and like volcanic islands and like black swans and like things of that nature. And I'd be sitting next to him on the other half of the piano bench that we'd sit at, like asking him how to spell our piano teacher's name or something. He learned how to read when he was like 4 and a half. And at that point, I was like a long ways off. And because of that, he would read to me for like as long as I wanted on this big red beanbag chair in the corner of our room. We'd play soccer for like hours, regardless of the weather, barefoot in this flat part of our lawn, until our evenings would always end by like one or both of us in tears because our game would kind of like evolve into more of like a rugby match, like a 1v1 rugby situation. But even with that, and that night, after like swearing to never speak to each other again and going to bed angry, I'd climb out of my lower bunk into his upper one, and we would talk for what felt like hours in hushed whispers so our parents didn't hear us. And then we'd fall asleep, and we'd wake up, and we'd do it again, day after day, season after season, year after year. And this was our life. He was like my other half, and myself his, and it felt like we were both like two people. And through this collaboration and competition and just like undying love for each other, we kind of developed into like this codependent symbiotic unit. And through that though, we were like never the same person. We were still very different. I think largely because of how close we were. And still to this day, like mine and his strengths like really complement each other's weaknesses. Like for example, it would have been pointless for me to learn how to read as long as I had him there to do it for me. So I thought I could kind of like let him take that one and then I could like specialize in other areas. As kids do, we got older, and in spite of our differences in personalities and interests, we remained, like, beyond best friends, and our relationship was harmonious. And then, you know, as we got older, things began to change a little bit. And for the first time, the summer after the pandemic, we spent an extended period of time apart. And he left home for 3 months to go and join a traveling circus troupe on the East Coast. And he had entered a world that, like, I really wasn't a part of for the first time. And he was meeting new people and making new friends and was stepping into a new version of himself that wasn't, like, directly tied to me. And we didn't really have the means or the, like, desire to communicate much during that time. But when he returned, we had only about a week to, like, rediscover our friendship before this next, like, momentous change, which at that time was going to school. And at this time, that's what we both wanted in terms of, you know, social things and academically. But since he was in high school and I was an eighth grader, it meant we'd be going to different schools. And pretty soon we were. We'd, you know, step out of the car in the morning and we'd walk in different directions. And pretty soon we were living sort of separate lives. And it wasn't that hard for me to begin living like he wasn't a relevant part of my life, because on one hand, I had just practiced already for like 3 months that summer. And also there was like this confused and rebellious part of myself that, you know, wanted my own version of this circus troupe, you know, wanted the own version of my identity that could grow, you know, unbounded to him. And because of this, I kind of like pushed him out of my life during that time. And pretty soon we were living lives that like, you know, sometimes crossed, but like were never fully interwoven. And even at home, things were different. You know, we were no longer sharing the same room. We were no longer going to the same soccer practices. And at this time, like that thread that had connected our lives for so long really began to unravel and loosen. And even as I entered high school and we started bumping into each other in the halls, and he like worked to fold me into his community and, you know, like welcome me into his home, you know, the stratification between our ages and identities felt even bigger. Like, I could hardly even call him a peer at that point, I felt like. But the years that followed, those high school years, you know, they were good. They were good years. They, you know, really were. We both had friends and adventures, and we both grew up pretty well. But there was definitely something missing from that time. And when I think back on those days and those years, especially the two of high school, I feel like so much regret in terms of our relationship. You know, I could sit here and try to think about what part I'm going to say next, or I could just keep telling my story. So, I apologize for cheapening the moment by bringing a phone into this, but to save everybody some time. Okay. Sorry. I think about like the memories that we didn't make, and the things that we didn't do more than that which we did. You know, about all the days that I spent in my own room, you know, working on my desk, able to hear him through the 6-inch wall that divided our bedrooms, working on his own stuff. You know, I think about how much happier we both would have been if our relationships looked anything more similar to what they used to. You know, those nights spent alone, side by side, doing our own thing, I don't know why those couldn't have been spent together. Like if we had just been sitting on the floor of each other's room, reading each other's writing, and like swapping assignments to fit each other's strengths, and talking about the past, and talking about the present, and dreaming about our futures, and like just continuing to know each other, and you know, collaborating, and like keeping each other accountable like we used to, and laughing and learning from each other, and you know, even like playing soccer barefoot or like rugby. But you know, it's so clear to me now that exactly that is what was missing from those years. And as I look back, I can realize that I was not mature enough or not old enough or not connected to the person that I had always been to realize that and to change things. And I sort of, in a way, had like, you know, lost us what could have been like the best 3 years of our friendship. And now, though, as you know, he's 1,000 miles away, and that window to return to that time has been closed since that August 2 years ago. I can remember that we still are the same people that we always, you know, were, and we are the way that we are because of each other, and in that sense, we will, you know, always be around. And that, you know, inside of us somewhere, those two, like, you know, freckled boys who, you know, like, you find so much joy in one another and know each other so well will always be there. And I also know that my job now, as I become a developing adult, is to find that thread that, I know that my job now as a developing adult, and as we both are adults, is to find that thread and sew together that relationship again. Thank you.